如果你学习英文的时候经常出现拼写错误，不要责怪自己不给力的大脑记忆，因为英国每日电讯的一篇报道说，一半的英国人拼不出常用的单词。听了这个报道以后，你可能安慰自己说，连 native speaker 都拼不出来的东西，学英语的时候就不要对自己太苛刻了。 A report by the Telegraph titles Half of Britons can't spell common words. Embarrassment occasionally and necessarily have been listed among the words Britain have most difficult spelling. Researchers who studied 2,000 adults found that more than half had problems spelling commonly used words. The list included accommodate, questionnaire and rhythm. Conscience also proved tricky, along with occurrence, restaurants and guarantee.
The research found that 40% of people confess that they rely on autocorrect technology to monitor their spelling. More than one in five would panic if they were forced to abandon spell-checking technology and rely on their own knowledge.
So you are a British, and you actually majored in the English language in college.
Yeah.
So do you dare stand up to a challenge here? I have a few tests for you.
Wait, I mean, are you going to test me out on my spelling?
Yeah. Can you spell psychiatrist?
All right, just a minute then. I'm not cheating. I'm not going to look. I mean, I don't have it written down. Psychiatrist.
Yes.
Well, it starts with P. Hang on a minute. P. I have to imagine with my finger actually writing it. P. S Y C H A A.
You're struggling. See, you're struggling.
I don't know. I haven't got a clue. You don't need to know that anymore. I've just found it on a list here that in the story. It's P S Y C H I A. I feel so embarrassed now. I don't really, because, you know, the thing is that these days, just as our handwriting is deteriorating, so is our spelling, because we simply don't need to spell anymore. The downside is that there is what I call American cultural imperialism. This is where American spellings tend to be exported together with Microsoft Word, because the default setting is US English on Microsoft Word. So that tends to give American spellings the advantage.
Well, there's no American version of the word psychiatrist.
Thank you, Lai Ming, for reminding everybody that I couldn't spell psychiatrist. There are so many words on this list that's been produced, including words like occurrence, which has two C's and two R's.
Yes.
Millennium, which has two L's and two N's in it as well. Graffiti. That's an Italian word. Some of those Italian words which have been absorbed into English are quite difficult to spell, because you don't know whether it's going to be two F's in graffiti or two T's. That's a very common spelling mistake made by British people like myself.
So what you just did was actually a great confidence boost for Chinese people who are learning English as a second language. We are so hard on ourselves as to the spelling.
Well, all I can say is that I think I could have spelt it if I'd had a pen and piece of paper and actually wrote it down.
Oh, that was the trick.
I mean, that does help, doesn't it, really? But what about, all right, I'll test out one on you.
Okay.
Rhythm.
R-H-Y-T-H-M.
Well done. What's the next story today, Lai Ming?